The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 10 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Alice Martin. It's the annual rush to the gym as Concordia students are fulfilling their New Year's resolution to stay active. The rise in gym memberships have been noticeable at Concordia's La Gym this month. Michelle Dodds is the manager of Concordia Campus Recreation. She says the start of a new semester and the New Year's are main drivers of subscriptions. While gyms are currently packed, she added, the crowd will die down throughout the semester. Dr. Simon Bacon is a professor at Concordia who studies health behaviors. He says that the randomness of the New Year's and a lack of internal drive often leads to failure.
Because it's got to be special. It's got to be special to you. If it's not special to you, it's going to be very difficult to maintain that behavior change.
Bacon also suggests setting specific and realistic goals. He also says that any level of physical activity is better than nothing.
Any small change is a great starting point. And it'll be the launch pad for bigger change down the line.
So if it's just taking the stairs instead of riding the elevator, you may be successful in your New Year's resolution. Now, in other news, from fitness to eating habits to drinking water, the 75 Hard Challenge is going viral. Jacqueline Lisbona is here to tell us more about this challenge. Hi, Jacqueline. What exactly is this 75 Hard Challenge?
Hi, Alice. The 75 Hard Challenge is known as a mental toughness program. The program was created by author and motivational speaker Andy Frisella. The challenge consists of six rules that you must follow for a full 75 days. One, you must stick to a diet, no cheat meals. Two, no alcohol. Three, drink 1 gallon of water a day. Four, complete 2 45-minute workout sessions daily. Five, read 10 pages of a book. And six, take a daily progress photo.
Wow, that's interesting and also intense. Do you know anyone who's doing this challenge?
Yeah, I spoke to Alexandra Tverdikleb, who's a first-year sociology student at Concordia. Here's what she had to say about the challenge.
I think that it's all glorified eating disorder behavior. And if you don't meet those standards, it's like you failed.
Yeah, it does sound like strict rules. Who else did you speak to about this challenge?
I spoke to Michelle Itzkovich. She's a spin instructor at La Spin for the past 6 years. She's worked in the fitness industry for the past 15 years and had a lot to say on the challenge.
I do understand that the media loves to have someone to blame, but unfortunately, their fingers are pointing in the wrong direction.
Michelle's opinion is a common one amongst people online. Yet the challenge's reach continues to grow as popular influencers on TikTok and YouTube post about it left, right, and center. It's an interesting disconnect between people actually doing the challenge versus those promoting it.
Indeed, I agree. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for this story. And that was our reporter, Jacqueline Lisbona. Now, the Paris 2024 Olympics are just around the corner, and the story of Canadian gold medal wrestler Guy V. Cesari is a great reminder that the path to national glory can happen in the most unexpected ways. Jeremy Cox is here with the story. Hi, Jeremy. Where does this all start?
Hey, Alice. So in the 1990s, the national Georgian wrestling team visited Montreal on a tour, and they were invited by the great Montreal Wrestling Club founder, Victor Zilberman, to sit in on a practice and give pointers to the club members. So eventually, a member of the Georgian team, Guy V. Cesari, was asked through Broken Georgian if he wanted to permanently stay in Montreal. And he misunderstood the question, actually, and he agreed.
That's insane.
Yeah. He then ended up staying in Montreal, and he ended up winning the Olympic silver medal in 1996 in Atlanta, and then the 2001 World Wrestling Championships gold medal in Sofia, Bulgaria. And all of this was while representing Canada in the red leotard.
Awesome. So what's he up to now?
Yeah, so regarding the Montreal Wrestling Club, the medalist, Guy V. Cesari, is a coach, and he sits in on weekly practices. He's the mentor to Concordia U Sports champion Alex Moore, and he's coached Moore and his peers, Stone Lewis and Linda Moret, who is also a a alumni of Concordia, to the Pan Am qualifiers in Acapulco, Mexico. So that's going to be in February, and depending on their performance, they might earn a ticket to Paris for the Olympics in July.
Let's hope so. Thank you so much, Jeremy. That was our reporter, Jeremy Cox. All year long, stray dogs and cats roam in the great outdoors in not-so-great weather conditions. Emma McGillis is here to tell us more about how to take care of stray pets during scorching heat and the bitter cold. Emma, what can you tell us about this?
Well, it's always best to try and capture the animal and bring them to a rescue or the SPCA. However, some pets might be too scared to approach any human, but here's what else we can do. According to Pudding's Palace Rescue in the West Island, you can build a shelter yourself. So you have to make sure that it's a nice, secluded, comfy space, and make sure that you fill the shelter at about half to three quarters with straw, not hay. And most importantly, be patient with the strays. Some pets will need time to get comfortable in this new space.
And what about feeding the animals?
Make sure that you feed them the appropriate food and water depending on the animal. Don't place the food and water directly next to the shelter. Make sure that you place it further away, because that may attract other stray animals, which can make the environment unsafe.
Thank you so much for that insight. It's so important to know all these things, Emma. That was our reporter, Emma McGillis. We are expecting freezing rain conditions to develop over the next few hours, so make sure to wear your boots and your crampons if you got them. Tonight, the temperature will rise, but won't make it over the freezing point. Don't put away your boots just yet. Tomorrow, expect cloudy conditions with a high of -1 and a low of -2. On Friday, the Montreal region will still have rain in the sky with a high of +3 and a low of -1. That was your news for this hour. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Alice Martin.